Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Here's my favorite rant for the day, excerpted from our podcast, which you can find over at tomhartman.com.
Welcome back. Ed in Albany, Oregon. Hey, Ed, thanks for watching Free Speech TV.
Thank you for getting my call.
Sure, what's on your mind?
I've been trying for days. Anyway, I'll introduce myself. My name is Ed Hemmingson. I'm in Albany, Oregon. I've been a peace activist since 1948, literally. I worked on the Henry Wallace campaign.
Whoa.
And my theory about Donald Trump is that he's of course, the wild card. He's not fully in control or being controlled by the powers that be, the money holders. And I think it's the war industry. The war industry is the biggest fraud and the biggest moneymaker that the capitalist system has going. And they're at the if Donald Trump carries through with his line of making peace between North and South Korea, which they of course would like to do, they may lose one of their biggest important enemies. And this is a big damage to the war industry. Who are they going to take on next,
I can tell you who they're going to take on next. China. They're already preparing it, and Russia as well. But
having a hard time because China's selling all their stuff to us.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's not easy.
You're right. Yeah.
And I think that's the problem.
But
that's the big worry in Washington and Wall Street nowadays.
Yeah,
that they will lose one of their biggest, most important enemies.
Yeah, it's an interesting theory, Ed. I'm not sufficiently wired into the military-industrial complex to know what they are thinking, but you're right. I mean, they suck up half the federal budget. It's a mind-boggling industry.
Yeah. The profit motive has been the biggest destruction of resources and the earth that the earth has ever experienced.
And of our government. And
we're the primary sponsors of it now.
Yeah, well, the bringing the profit motive into government. Warren Harding in 1920 ran on a platform of less government in business, more business in government. In other words, deregulate and privatize.
Right.
And he did that in the 20s. It kicked off the Roaring Twenties, which led directly to the Great Crash of 1929. Reagan ran on essentially the same thing and started the process. And Trump has now put it in on steroids with what Zinke and Pruitt and all these and Mulvaney are doing and all these guys. And
I think they would rather make money with Russia and China and Korea. They think that they can build a more profitable system that way.
Yeah, but government should not be a money-making operation. It shouldn't be run like one. And government should not be selling buying services. There are some services, obviously, government should buy from the private sector, but having private companies come in and cook for the military, for example, that's a function that should be a military function. You should have soldiers doing that so that, if the base gets overrun, the soldiers don't have to defend the contractors. They can stop flipping pancakes and pick up their rifle and go out and shoot.
Well, after the war industry, the next most important function is the propaganda machine.
Yeah.
Build up lies, and
Yeah,
I thank you for listening, and hope your folks are listening. Like I said, they must manufacture enemies when they don't have any.
Yeah.
The entire Cold War was the biggest fraud ever perpetrated on the earth.
And it's not like we weren't warned. Dwight Eisenhower in January of 1961 just laid it right out. You know, this is what you've got to worry about, the military industrial complex. Ed, thanks for
when he was leaving office, he said that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was on his way out. It was the week before he left office, it was his farewell address. And then, of course, Jack Kennedy was inaugurated a day or three later. Ed, thanks a lot for the call. It's great to hear from you. Thank you for watching Free Speech TV. We'll be right back. Anything Goes Friday, a fascinating day, a lot going on in the world today. What's on your mind? Also, Carl Frisch, the executive director of Allied Progress, drops by. He and his organization are leading the fight against Mick Mulvaney's attempts to destroy the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and weaken Dodd-Frank and empower the payday lenders. It's all pretty sick stuff. Carl lays it out. Check out our entire program commercial-free with our podcast at TomHartmann.com and, of course, clips of the program right here on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter.